So hello all and welcome. It is I, the Realist Philosopher, and this is the Realist Philosopher Show. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. I'm doing okay, I'm doing alright. All things considered. Oh, a little tired. Went for a walk this morning. Rough. After you have a heart attack here. You're doing everything you can to try and get your heart stronger. It's like, actually, my sword work workouts are much easier than walking. I guess it makes sense. I don't walk a lot, but I practiced the sword for like 40 plus years. So, yeah, very efficient at that. It actually takes quite a bit of work for me to get my heart rate up there when I'm practicing the sword. Oh, knocked the screen. Sorry. So, yeah, I found that out because I bought this... this thing, it's a heart rate monitor / oxygen saturation, blood oxygen saturation monitor. And it's pretty cool, actually. It tells you, not cheap, unfortunately, but it was necessary. I need to know where my heart rate is in regards to any perceived output of effort. I need to know where I am. Fitness-wise, what's my heart rate and how hard does it feel to put out that much effort? Is it abnormal? Is it off? How bad off am I and insofar as my fitness, my heart in general? So, yeah, sword work's actually, it turns out, was too easy. Like, the slow form, so I'm in a hotel room, so I didn't have enough room to swing a sword around, like, well, wooden boken, a subarito. I don't have enough room to swing that big giant bodor around at full speed with maximal power cuts. So I've been going through my slow form workouts, which are great for and necessary for monitoring your motion, your technique, and finding out any flaws there might be in said technique, and you have to move slow before you move fast. And you want to have at least one workout a week with the sword where you are going as slow as humanly possible, and the slower the better and the more difficult as well. And my heart rate was only getting up to like 85, 90. 90 at the top end, and I'm like, what? That's not good. No wonder I'm not making all that much progress here. What's going on here? I can't push myself at all in this room. And also, just like a month ago, I felt like I was going to pass out. I mean, I was literally on the verge of passing out a month ago at that same level of difficulty. So now it's much better. There's quite a bit of improvement since I started exercising again after my... stay in a hospital and a month and a half without exercising, month and a half plus. So that's good, but it felt a lot harder. Like, this feels harder than 85. What's going on here? It's, of course, it's because my heart is, you know, compromised. So, but I decided I need to push myself, and so I increased the speed and everything, try to get my heart rate up to at least a 60% of maximum. And I went out for a walk today and, you know, tried to push myself there. So it's hard, man. It's hard. So as far as health update goes, there's visible improvement. I'm hoping within another month I'll maybe be able to, I'll be improved enough to be able to do some part-time work. Hopefully, maybe as much as 3 days a week. So long as it's every other day. And that, of course, does limit what I can do. You know, part-time jobs, they don't always fit what you're looking for. So that'll create some challenge. But I think I can find something. I'm already looking right now. And in a couple weeks, October 14th, I got to move out of this hotel room. And I'm already looking and at new places to live. Not here, and also looking for work. I have some promising prospects, but it might be a little too soon because, you know, most positions, they want you to start immediately. And I don't know that I could. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough. Ugh. But it's difficult because it started immediately. I don't have that. I don't know. I mean, anyway, it's difficult. But there is improvement. There is improvement physically. Maybe I'll be able to do something. Maybe I could do something like driving, like delivery or something. Like, I don't know. That's not too difficult, depending on how much you're delivering. I couldn't do like that Amazon Flex stuff. That would be just you're running back and forth to your car 200 times a day. I couldn't do that. That's just too much. Maybe like food delivery or something. Maybe pizza delivery? I don't know. I was thinking about that. Maybe that I could do that. You're talking about maybe, deliver 8, 10 pizzas in like a 4-hour period. That's not a lot of moving. That's not a lot of hustling. You're just sitting behind the, steering wheel a lot of the time. So I could probably do that. So what I'm trying to find is someplace with a cheap enough rent, essentially, so that I can afford to pay my bills, just working 3 days a week. It's not easy. None of this is going to be easy. I'm really pushing my limits here. I mean, my heart, I'm feeling it right now. But I don't have any other choice. Life is pain, life is suffering. And generally speaking, most people, unless you're a woman, don't have the luxury of taking it easy. I got a pair of balls between my legs and a big giant cock. So I can't afford to, I don't have that luxury. Yeah. I don't have the safety net of being able to exchange a poon for rent and food. So, but yeah, I am seeing improvement, mainly because I started being a lot more microscopic and looking at things like what my heart rate is when I'm exercising, what my blood saturation level is. And just since I got this, I've noticed a difference. My blood saturation level was quite a bit lower, and now I'm noticing an increase, an improvement, since I really started pushing myself harder and trying to get that heart rate in the 60 to 70% zone. And I thought that my heart rate was much higher because it feels much higher because my heart is just so weak. The damage that it suffered, and of course, all the time I was laying in a hospital bed, weakened it as well. So 85 is feeling like 105, 110. So yeah. I mean, the kind of effort I'm putting out, the perceived effort is much higher because of the damage my heart suffered and because all the time I was off my feet. So, but this is definitely helping. This is definitely helping. I've seen improvement with this thing, and it allows me to, monitor my actual physical output. Walking tough. Walking was tough. I mean, I'm pushing myself now, trying to get a really high. Like, you ever see those people like when they start work walking so fast that they've got that weird looking jiggle hip thing going on? I'm pushing that envelope, kind of trying to get to a point where the walking is actually difficult. And if you get fast enough with walking, it's actually more difficult than running because it's so inefficient, the motion that you're going through, and the inefficiency is what makes it more difficult. Because the amount of effort that you're putting out, your body actually would want to break into a run, which would be more natural. But you keep it at a walk, your motion is so inefficient that it's much more difficult cardiovascularly speaking. So I'm trying to push that envelope, and I'm seeing improvement in my walking speeds as opposed to my perceived effort. Not very long ago, walking the same speed. So this little heart rate monitor slash oxygen saturation monitor has really allowed me to work on improving my fitness. Well, pushing my heart to the maximum, but not beyond. So that's good. So that's kind of my health update. Simple stuff, still difficult. I'm nowhere near back to where I was, but I'm making progress. Yeah, I'll be moving in a couple weeks. Hopefully, I'm able to find something that I can do part time that isn't overly taxing. Otherwise, it's going to be rough being able to cover all the expenses. So if anybody out there would like to and would consider making a donation to my GoFundMe, I'd greatly appreciate it. I think in another 3, 4 weeks, I'll have a new place and I'll probably be able to find work and be employed. But even then, you're talking about 3 weeks before you even get a paycheck. And even at a very low output effort-wise job, it's going to be tough, and the hours, and I'm not gonna, I'm just 3 days a week, you're talking 2, 3 paychecks before you're like in the black and able to cover all the bills yourself. So this illness, this injury, this heart attack I had, it's just getting back on my feet has proven hard, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So any help you could offer is greatly appreciated. There's a link to my GoFundMe down in the description. Any help you guys can offer to help me get back on my feet is greatly appreciated. Not asking for a hand up. I'm asking for a hand up. I'm going to be moving. I got to find a new place. That's expensive. The move itself, gas, and how expensive that is if you're driving any distance. And again, the length of time it's going to take to accrue any kind of resources to be able to cover all my bills on a monthly basis and get back to a point where I'm able to work more than just part-time is going to take a while. And that's just the reality of it. And I'm doing all I can. I'm doing all I can. I'm pushing myself to the maximum with exercise, doing sword work one day, alternating with next day walking, to give the different muscles of my body, because one is purely lower body and something I didn't do a lot of, so it's actually more difficult. And the other is something I'm much more used to, so there's a lot more muscle memory involved. But so I'm trying to alternate so I don't tire out certain parts of my body too much, and that way I can do more cardio. But that's 6 days a week right there that I'm at now. But it's not a lot each day, like 30 minutes a day. So I'm pushing, and even that is killing me. I'm doing all I can. Trust me. And I'm seeing improvement. But this kind of thing, it's not an overnight fix. It takes a while. But anyway, any help you could offer is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe is in the link and in the description. Also, my Cash App if you'd like to make a donation that way. I'm doing all I can, guys. Honestly, I can't do no more. So if you want to help me out, any amount is greatly appreciated. I'm also going to put my email in the description, and that way, if you want to support my work while at the same time getting a quid pro quo, something in return, you make a donation, you want me to do a certain video on a subject, you want some advice, philosophically speaking, I'm a practical philosopher of the practical realist school, so that's what I do. Or if you just like your donation refunded at a point in the future when I'm back on my feet, any of that, no problem. Just email me with your email and let me know what you'd like in return. And also, if you want a refund, not a problem once I get back on my feet. I've been making content now for 8+ years. I've always stood on my own 2 feet. Never accepted charity my whole entire life. I've been working hard for over 40 years. I've always been self-sufficient. I've never been in a situation like this before. So you're helping somebody out who actually is going to take that help and use it to get back on their feet. There's no enabling going on here. And the vast majority of my content creation, in fact, I never made money off of my content creation. I do it because I love it. It gives my life meaning. And because I like helping you guys out there, I like to think that I'm helping guys. I'd like to think that I've saved some lives. And I've gotten enough emails from people letting me know that that's exactly the case. That's enough for me. And that's enough to essentially motivate me to continue making content. And I'd like to be able to stick around and be in a situation where I can do that, continue to create content for you guys. And I've never asked anything in return. And truth be told, if you look at all the countless hours of time and effort I put into the over 1,700 pieces I've created while working full-time for the past 8 years, owning my own business for four of those years, and working 16-hour days and even still finding time to create content, you'll see that if you were to put that time into some kind of equation monetarily, and time is money, I've only ever lost money creating content. But I don't see it that way. I see my content creation as a labor of love, and it's my way of using my skills, my life experience, and my ability as a philosopher to help you guys out there. So yeah, now I am asking you guys to please help me if you can, because I'm in need and it's a rough situation I'm in with my health. So if you can offer any help, if you can afford to, please do, because I really need it. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.